48. I want to talk to you on the subject, unlock your praise. Unlock your praise. Isaiah chapter 48. See, God is looking for people that will praise Him, that will bless His name. A people that will praise Him no matter what they're going through. Praise is a powerful weapon when it comes to winning the battles of life, because God ordained praise. Let me say that again. God ordained praise. Look at Isaiah 48:9. God says, "For my name's sake will I defer my anger, and for my praise will I refrain for thee, that I not cut thee off." God said, "I want you to give me some praise." What God is looking for, He's looking for some praise. God said, "I'm going to wait, I'm going to restrain, and I'm looking for a praise to come out of you no matter what you're going through." Praise is a weapon. You've heard me preach it over and over again. But look at Isaiah 48:10. God says, "Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee," "in the furnace of affliction." God said, "I have refined you, but not as I refine silver, but I have refined you in the furnace of affliction." And through the process that God takes us through, God is trying to teach us to unlock our praise. When you unlock your praise will unlock that situation that you're going through. I want to talk to you about how to unlock your praise. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for the great day we've had in you, Lord, for this celebration we had this morning, Lord, honoring our veterans and honoring, Lord, our youth that are dreaming big dreams. And, Lord, you saved souls this morning. You restored families. You did a great work in our midst. And, Lord, I haven't come down yet, but I praise you for that anointing, God. And I praise you for your people. I praise you for who you are, and I praise you for what you're doing. Father, I lift up Apostle Simon Shebinga and that church he's preaching at tonight, and we ask you, Lord, to deliver mightily. Use him as your servant, God, and free the captives that are there. And, Lord, set us free and let us soar like eagles, Lord. And everybody said in Jesus' name, amen. We live in a world that has so many problems, and it sends so many problems our way, that if we aren't careful, we will lose our praise. And many times it is replaced by murmuring and complaining and by negative talk. That was Israel's problem, and they could not enter the promised land. I've decided one thing, and sometimes that negative spirit tries to get on me. It tries to get on everybody. And if we aren't careful, we mess up what God has planned for our life by our murmuring and our complaining and our grumbling and our griping. And we cannot enter into what God has purposed for our life. But I believe that there's a praise that is locked up inside of each of us. And if you will unlock that praise, God will move. You need to unlock that praise, because you're never going to win the victories of life talking defeat. You cannot talk defeat and have faith. You've got to talk faith. Hallelujah. I love that confession of faith. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. And I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And God, He wants us to talk what He has said, because His words are so powerful. And you need to understand something about God. God sometimes leads us into the furnace of affliction, into furnace-type experiences. God orders our steps, and God orders our stops. And sometimes He does that to work a greater purpose in our lives. And God said, "I have chosen you out of the furnace of affliction." I don't know why that there are times that God allows us, every one of us, to go through those furnace trials of affliction. And I believe, though, that out of the furnace of heated trials and affliction, God is looking for something God is looking for a praise. Can you praise me when nothing is going the way you planned it to go? I don't know why God allows us to go through that. But God is looking for praise, and he's not looking for just any praise, but a praise that is born out of suffering. Have you ever been there? Well, if you haven't, you will go there someday. And God is looking for a praise that is born out of suffering, out of fiery trials. And it can only come out of a person who has been through some hard, hard places in their lives. A furnace affliction experience, it may be in your health. It may be in your marriage. It may be in some family member. It may be in your finances. But something happens that causes a person to go through a fiery furnace experience. And out of that experience, that's supposed to come a praise. Hallelujah. And it's not just any praise, but it is a praise that is not based on promotion. It's not based on God's blessings upon your life. It is a praise that is not based on how good things are in your life. It is not a praise because you've got the house, you've got the car, you've got the money, you've got the wife, and you got the health. But it is a praise that needs nothing of any material stuff because it's born out of a furnace of affliction. Somebody go and praise the Lord because you've been through something. And God, he said, I'll be with you when you go through the fire, through the flood. He said, and none of it's going to overcome you. Hallelujah. See, it's a praise, the praise I'm talking about, that does not need anything. It doesn't need any help because it has a life all its own. Sometimes I said, you just have to excuse me while the Lord and I have some communion. And I just dance all over the place. It's not for you. It's for him. Hallelujah. David saw the Ark of the Covenant coming into Jerusalem, and he began to praise the Lord. And Michael, Saul's daughter, didn't say David's wife. She didn't have the spirit of David. David was a praiser. She had the spirit of Saul. She couldn't believe God for the great things that God wanted to do. David said, I didn't dance for you. I danced for him. But I'll tell you one thing. I'll dance and be even more vile in my affection toward him. I will praise him. And see, the church has lost its praise. Some people think we're emotional. No, it's not an emotion. It's a praise that is born out of the fire of affliction. It's because of something you've been through, and God stepped in. He stepped out of glory and stepped into your situation, and God shook himself and all the chains fell off. Hallelujah. And you came forth out of that more than a conqueror in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. This praise I'm talking about, it has a life all its own. There is a praise that needs nothing but breath. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. That means that there is a praise that even if you lose everything, but you still have breath, you have a praise. Hallelujah. Woo! I don't have the car, but I got breath. I don't have the house, but I got breath. I don't have that position that I wanted, but I have breath. I don't have everything I wished I had, but I got breath, and as long as I've got breath, I can praise him. I'm a praiser. I know praise will bring me out because God inhabits the praises of his people, and the church needs to get her shout back. You need to get happy just because you have been born again. Amen. I like that dog, Rover Cummer. We used to bring him in here for the kids. I said, Rover Cummer's a good dog. He doesn't chase cars anymore and grab hold of bumpers. He's been born again. Hallelujah. And once you get born again, I tell you, it will put a praise in your heart. You just praise him because who he is. He doesn't have to do anything. You just praise him because you love him. You praise him because you acknowledge that he is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. And he's saved. Saved you, and he's your Savior. Hallelujah. It's wonderful to belong to God. Look at Psalms 150, verse 1 and following. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Where is his sanctuary? Well, the heavens cannot contain him. How much this more this place that we built with our own hands. Yet he says, praise him in the sanctuary. And then he says, praise him in the firmament of his power. So then he says, I want you to praise me for my mighty acts. I want you to praise me according to my excellent greatness. In verse 3, he tells us how to praise him. He said, praise him with the sound of the trumpet. We've been doing that tonight, singing and on those instruments. The sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organ. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. We didn't have a drummer tonight, but we got hands, haven't we? Can't we clap and make a noise unto the Lord? Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. And then he says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Say it with me. Praise ye the Lord. Say it again. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. See, you can't think of praise. You can't think of praise. You got to open your mouth. You got to shout aloud. Unto God with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah. See, this is a praise that has a life all its own. It's not something we used to do, what I call spiritual calisthenics, when I was preaching as an evangelist. Everybody lift your hands and praise the Lord. Everybody lift your hands. No, just praise him because you want to. Praise him because you have a praise that was born out of the fire of affliction, and God did something great in your life. Hallelujah. And you just want to praise him. That's the kind of praise I'm talking about. See, David was a man after God's own heart, and he went through some fiery trials. But David knew the power of praise. And that is a praise that is born in the furnace of affliction. And it's not connected to any temporal blessings. It's not regulated by anything that is going on in your life. But the fire sometimes becomes so intense in your life that finally, in the middle of your trial, that you begin to praise God in spite of everything. Hallelujah. See, the furnace unlocks your praise. It unlocks your praise, and then it unlocks everything that God has purposed for your life. I want my wife to come up here because I'm fixing to tell a story. And this goes back to when we first got married. And many of you heard my story, but people watching by live stream and others never heard my story. But Teresa and I, we just got married, and the devil, he was trying to destroy our marriage. And she was young, and I was young, a lot younger than we are now. And we had some great dreams, amen. Never imagined that we would ever be pastoring a church. I was purchasing, managing the business world and everything. I had a business of my own. It looked like everything was going great. And we were married, and we were so excited. But the devil came against our family and against our marriage like I'd never seen an attack of the enemy like that. And one night, she came down the stairs, and isn't she beautiful? Hallelujah. And she came down the stairs, and she had a suitcase in her hand. She said, Jerry, I can't take it anymore. She said, I'm leaving. I said, please don't leave. I said, let's work this thing out together. She said, no, I can't take it anymore. I mean, if you've never been through anything like this, we loved each other, but I'm telling you, all hell was coming against us, trying to destroy our marriage. And if you've never been through this, you don't know what I'm talking about. But I said, please don't. She said, no, I'm leaving. I just can't take it anymore. And I looked up toward heaven. I said, God, it was in that Bible I've done it. I said, I bound the devil. I have pleaded the blood of Jesus. I've quoted the word of God to him. I've told him who I am as a child of God. I prayed in the Holy Ghost, God. I fasted. If it's in that Bible, I have done it to win this victory. God, I have done everything but praise you. By this time, she's on down the steps, standing in the foyer there, right outside the living room. And I never thought about this being funny, but I told a story to a friend of mine, a business acquaintance in Georgia. And he said, you didn't do that, did you, Jerry? I said, I'm standing right there. My wife's got her suitcase in her hand. I said, and all of a sudden, both of them, yeah. I mean, she's leaving. She got leaving on her mind. And I said, I don't want you to go. But I said, God, I've done everything but praise you. God, I'm going to praise you that everything is just the way it is. And I stepped into that living room, and I started dancing and twirling like a top and praising God. And I just, all of a sudden, something snapped inside of me. And when it did, my problem was released. And what I couldn't do in 9 months of prayer and fasting and quoting the book and reading the Word of God, God did it. And when I unlocked my praise, I unlocked the chains that were holding us. And we never thought we would be pastoring a church. Thank you, darling. We never thought that God would use us in such a way. But God has taught me some things that have helped me to help so many other people. But that night, when I unlocked my praise, it unlocked my miracle. I'll never forget. She said, would you please move your car so I can leave? And I said, well, yes, I will. And in the spirit of prophecy come over, I said, you can leave if you want to. I said, but if you do, you can get out of God's will. Will you move your car? Yeah, I move my car. So I moved my car, and when I backed out of the driveway, I just kept going. I knew where my strength was. It was in God. So I went over to the church where I was a member of, and I got over there. I had a key, and I'd go over there and lock myself in and pray, because, I mean, I'm going through a battle, so I got a key to the church. And I'd go over there and pray and pray and pray. And I got over there, and guess what they were doing? They were having choir practice. They were singing. And so I just watched them sing and got in the presence of God. And when I left, I started home, and when I turned the corner, we had a brand new house. I mean, God was just miracle after miracle after miracle, and the devil trying to destroy everything. And all of a sudden, when I turned that corner, I said, oh God, please let her car be there. Please let her be there, Lord. And when I came around the corner, I saw her car sitting in the driveway. I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord. I went in the house. I said, sweetheart, I thought you was leaving. She said, I was, Jerry. She said, when I backed my car out of the driveway, she said, God spoke to me. And God says, you can leave if you want to, but if you do, you're on your own. She said, Jerry, it scared me so much. I come back in the house, and I've been waiting for you. I said, that's all right, honey. I said, I didn't want you to leave anyway, sweetheart. Thank God there's a power called praise. And this praise that I'm talking about, it is born out of the furnace of affliction. See, your faith can move mountains, but your praise can move God. And as you keep praising him in the fire, something happens. It happens in your spirit. And you need to understand that if there's ever a time to praise God, it's the time that you're going through those fiery trials of affliction. Some people quit coming to church. No, I just go to my knees. I'll go to church. I'll get in a revival. I don't care what name's on the door. If they believe in Jesus Christ and they having revival, praise God, I'll go get connected to the body of Christ and get my miracle from God. God has a miracle with your name on it, and your praise will unlock that miracle. Hallelujah. See, it's in the adverse circumstances of life that we find out if a person really has the goods or not. Amen. It's easy to hoop and holler when the preacher's preaching a hot message and everything that's is going well. But let's see if it's real when you end up in the furnace of affliction, when you are barren, when you haven't received your miracle. And as good as God is, sometimes he allows us to be tested by the fire. You'll find out what's in a person. See, it's not the fire that makes us. It's the fire that shows us what's inside of us. And if God is inside of you, if God is for you, if God is with you, if Christ is in you, you are more than a conqueror. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And if God lets you go through the fire, just go through it shouting and praising God. Unlock your praise and it will unlock your prison. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Your faith will be tested. And every trial that you go through, I just need to tell you that it is not something the devil is doing. God wants you to know that you can trust him. God wants you to know that he's in control. God wants you to know that he has a miracle with your name on it. Hallelujah. To dream the impossible dream. To fight the unbeatable foe. To go where the brave dare not go. This is my quest, to follow that star, the bright morning star. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, to storm the ramparts of hell if you have to. Just get your victory in Jesus. I want you to look at this right here. 1 Peter 1 and 7. Look at what Peter said. He said, the trial of your faith. I got this stuff on vacation. The trial of your faith be more precious, much more. That's what it says, much more precious than gold that perishes. Look at this. Though it be tried by fire, might be found unto praise. That the fire ought to bring a praise out of you. That's what God is saying. And honor and glory at the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, God is looking at you. What is God looking for when God is observing us? He is looking for this thing I'm talking about, praise. Because when you get this praise I'm talking about, it has a life all its own, and your praise will win so many victories for you. So God lets you go through the affliction. He just wants to see if you can praise him in the hard times. And when you do, you learn a principle that if God did it here, if I praise him, if I praise him here, and it's all through the Bible. You just got to unlock your praise so God can unlock the miracle he's holding. What will you do when you end up in the furnace of affliction? What do most Christians do? Can you praise God at a time like that? You see, God is patient. And sometimes he just folds his arms and he's waiting. He's waiting on us to get beyond our whining. He's waiting on us to get beyond our complaining. He's waiting on us to get beyond feeling sorry for ourselves and say, why me, God? Why me? And he just leaves us there until finally, something happens inside of us that says everything doesn't have to be in order for me to declare that God is good, and God is good all the time. All I have to do is go back to when he saved me. I don't know if you've ever been tormented for 17 years of your life like the combat veterans have. But see, I couldn't fix it. I couldn't get the thing straight. I tried. If a man could ever have figured it out, I would have. I promise you. But Jesus came through my walls, and he saved me. Hallelujah. And it was such a wonderful miracle. I said, God, if you can do that, you can do anything. It'll be 35 years, September 26, 2017. I haven't had another dream about Vietnam. Oh, I'll jump out of my skin almost when I hear a loud noise, and a smell will take me back. I've got the memory of it, but I don't have the pain of it. And what I'm trying to talk to some people and tell you tonight, that if you got the pain of it, give it to Jesus. Cast all your cares upon him. He will take it. I know he will take it. You might have to pray all night like I did, but I promise you one thing. He took it. He's got it. I don't have it. And when the devil tries to bring it up, I say, you go talk to my elder brother Jesus, the one that stripped you of your power at Calvary, made a show of you openly and triumphant. He's my elder brother. I don't have a problem. He's got my problem. So you go talk to him about it. Hallelujah. And I just go on, praise God. Go on, praise him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's a praise that God is looking for. And it comes out of the fire of affliction. Look at Isaiah 48 and 10 again. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Now, God didn't say, I have chosen to refine you outside the fire. He said, I have chosen to refine you in the fire of affliction. Now, none of us want to go through the trials. I'm not preaching that. No. I like victory. Hallelujah. I like to live on those mountaintops with those mountaintop experiences. I'm a man of faith. I love those experiences. I'm going to tell you where my faith has grown. It's been when I've gone through those hard places. I have hard places, but I can promise you this. I have never been in a valley from the moment I got saved. David, I'm going to have to get you to graph that for me one day. I'm on a chart going up and down like that. One day, somebody said, the devil told me, said, you're in a valley. I said, God, am I in a valley? God said, no, son, look at this. He said, this is where you started. He said, you had a mountain experience. You went down. You went up. You went down. You went up. And then you went down. He said, son, look at, draw a straight line and look at where you are. He said, you are so much further up than you were when I saved you. You're not in a valley, son. You're just changing mountains. Hallelujah. So talk faith. I'm not in a valley. I'm going through the furnace of affliction, and I'm headed on my upward way. I'm pressing toward the mark for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus my Lord. Hallelujah. Now, David was chosen out of the fire because he said many of the affliction of the righteous, but he didn't deny those facts there. He said many of the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them what? All. Job was chosen out of the fire because he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. He lost it all. He lost his children, his health, his wealth. He was down to nothing but breath. Woo! Glory. And he said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And in the middle of all of it, he said, though he tries me by fire, I shall come forth as pure gold. And God gave him double for his trouble. Hallelujah. Go on, praise him. Glory to the Lamb. Amen. Lost it all. Joseph, he went through the fire of being lied on, the fire of sexual temptation, the fire of rejection, the fire of being despised by his own family. He went through it, and he looked at it, all of those people that had done him wrong, and he said, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. And God chose him, and God put him in a place because a wonderful place. He went from the palace into his destiny, and God did that because he knew no matter where you put old brother Joseph, I can trust him. Hallelujah. Anybody can shout and praise when everything's going all right, but can you offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually when everything is going wrong? And I need to tell you this. The furnace does not make you. I said it early. It reveals the real you. It shows what you're really made of when you get in the furnace of affliction. And we need to sing and we need to praise God no matter what we're going through. You can develop a praise out of the fire, and that praise will unlock your miracle. I want Sister Darnell to come and sing that song again. God inhabits the praises of your people. And you've got to turn your praise loose if you want to move God. See, you can only praise God when the music suits you. You don't have any idea what I'm talking about. If it's just got to be your style, just like you like it to praise Him, you really haven't learned much in your Christian experience. But if you've ever been through the furnace of affliction, it was in the fire that God developed that heartfelt praise.
Hallelujah. Glory.
And in that fire, you learn to praise Him. Amen. For who He is. He's the King of Kings, and He's the Lord of Lords. In Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas, they were arrested for lifting up the name of Jesus. She sang about it. She's going to sing about it again. And they put them in prison. And in the Bible days, it was the custom to chain all the prisoners together. And after they arrested them, they beat them. And their backs were bleeding. And they were hurting all over. But notice what happened. Look at Acts 16:25. It says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately, all the doors opened, and everyone's bands were loosed.
Yes.
The Bible says at midnight, Paul and Silas, they prayed and sang praises unto God, and all the chains fell off. And what I want you to see is this. Their bodies may have been chained,
yes,
but their praises they were not changed.
That's right.
And if you will unlock your praise,
yes,
your praise will unlock your prison.
Glory.
I don't know what has bound you up. I don't know what doors have closed on you. But I do know this. If you will unlock your praise will unlock you.
Oh, yes.
And not only did Paul and Silas unlock themselves, but it unlocked the chains of everybody that was connected to them. And here's what you need to understand. Anytime you go through a fire trial and you unlock your praise, it doesn't just unlock you. It unlocks those that are connected to you. And that's why the devil wants to steal the praise of the church. He knows that when God moves, the chains break and everybody gets free.
That's right.
And when you unlock your praise unlocks that prison. And guess what? Everybody in your family that's connected to you. I'm a product of that. I told my wife again today, I said, I am amazed at what God has done in my life.
Come on.
34, almost 35 years ago, I was so broken. And God took all of those broken pieces.
Yes.
And I am what I am today.
Come on.
By the glory of God. I've got 3 children. And it amazes me what God has done in their life. I've got 6 grandchildren.
That's right.
Almost 6. Got one in the oven. Amen. Hallelujah. But it amazes me. And the key, one of the keys to my victory was that night. See, the devil really wasn't just after me. He wanted to keep me from preaching the everlasting gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He wanted to keep me from being blessed with what God has purposed in my life, because connected to me, there's a harvest of souls. We had people saved this morning. Connected to this church and connected to your praise, there's some people. They need a Savior. And when we unlock our praise and we come together as we have done today, worshiping God, God will unlock the prison door, set the captive free, and He'll use this church and other churches that will praise Him to accomplish His work. Sister Darnell. Worship the Lord as she's singing that. Say, Lord, I'm coming to worship you. I'm going to praise you and unlock every chain. My praise is going to do it, Lord.
You're in a prison in your mind. Reach out and defy those chains, and they will fall in Jesus' your name. We give you honor. We give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. We bless your name. We bless your name. And then